What's going on, The Walking Dead fans? We are back, Season 9, Episode 10, Omega. We finally meet Omega. The new group is making decisions. We meet Lydia. She's an interesting character. And we've got a new host, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Walking Dead fans? How are you guys?
Hey, guys.
I know you missed us. I missed you. I'm sorry that I wasn't here last week, but I am back after the mid-season break. We've got a new host in studio. She is from Black Mondays. Her name is Anjel Taylor. What's up, Anjel?
Hey, how are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you?
It is so good to be here. I'm so excited. I've literally been watching this show for like 9 years.
I know. Me too.
Day one.
We have something in common.
I'm a ride or die Walking Dead, for sure.
I'm very excited that you are on. I'm excited to hear your opinions about the show thus far. Before we get into the episode tonight, Season 9, Episode 10, Omega, once again, I want to know why you fell in love with The Walking Dead and what was your favorite moment or episode from the entire series?
So what drew me into The Walking Dead was just like, it messing with my mind. Like, what would I do if I was in the apocalypse and, like, me and my husband, I was married at the time when I first started watching, and we would say, like, always say what we would do and where we would go and who we would make our allies. So that was always fun. It was always kind of a riddle, and we always wanted to see who would make it.
Yeah.
My favorite part or my most memorable moment would have to be when Kyle died. Yeah, I wasn't ready because I literally...
You weren't ready.
I saw him grow up on the show. Yeah. And so it broke my heart into 1,000 pieces. Mm-hmm. It was almost like watching my son die.
Because, yeah.
Like I said,
Carl,
like...
Carl was a very poignant part of the show.
Yeah. So I was definitely moved by that.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character... Michonne.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is Carol, but Michonne's a very, very close
Yes, I love Carol.
And I'm excited that they made a little reference to her in her past tonight, which I'm excited to talk about with you. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yes.
So I want to talk about this new group very quickly because, and I'm talking about new group as in Connie, Kelly, Miko, Magna, and Luke.
Yeah.
Because they played a all of those guys. They played a pretty specific part in tonight's episode, but their confidence has been growing, especially since we last saw them in the first half of this season.
Right.
What do you think about all of them together? Do you like them?
Collectively, I think they're all strong and there's something special and unique about each one of their strengths, but together, they don't have it together.
Right.
They just seem like they're just really random and unorganized and there's no real leader.
Yes. And we saw that tonight. And
right.
I want to talk about that very quickly, but before we get into that, they collectively decide that they want to act because Luke and Alden go to look for Michonne's group. Everybody's looking for Michonne's group in the last two episodes.
I know.
Which, you talk about, you know, the zombie apocalypse and you watching it with your husband and thinking, like, oh, what would you do? Where would you go? We forget that these people don't have cell phones. They can't just text and be like, where are you at? Like, they literally, if you disappear for 3 days,
you're left in bewilderment. Like,
right.
You literally don't know until you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's, I think they referenced it. I believe it was Tara who said it in this episode where she said it could be nothing or it could be something.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible feeling. Could you imagine say you were like, oh, I'm just gonna leave the studio for a second and I'm like,
and
okay,
then I never come
and
back.
And then you never come back and I'm like, okay,
checked
well, what
out.
Happened? And this is what these people go through, which is why every time they get separated or decide to go just off on their own.
But why do they do that? Like, that is the craziest thing to me. I mean, they have everything they need, and like, every time they leave home, it's never a valid reason to me. Like, nothing is valid enough to risk your life when you have everything you need right there.
Right. I mean, I guess it's, I mean, based off of what, you know, Carl said to Rick and this whole shift in everybody's mindsets, not everybody's, because we still see that there's something going on with Michonne and the divide of the communities, but they still want to reach out to people to bring them in. Because I believe that there's strength in numbers, so why not? Which is why they brought this new group in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, hesitantly.
I mean, yeah, hesitantly. I mean, they've been a good group so far. I actually like them. I really love Connie, who plays the deaf character.
Yes.
I am always worried about her every time they show her.
I know, because it's like, can she scream?
Right, or can she hear what's behind her? There's, right, like, all these things, and obviously we see that kind of escalate in the end of this episode, and I don't want to talk about it too soon, mm-hmm, but there's these things that I'm always worried about, and I'm glad that they're kind of alluding to that.
Right.
But yes, back to this new group. So they want to go and look for Luke, and I like that. I do agree with you on the half that they are a little disorganized.
Yes.
But it seems like we have to give them credit. I mean, it's been how many years? Over 10, 11 years since the whole zombie apocalypse started.
And they're still alive.
And they're still alive. So they've done what they needed to do to survive.
They came from a group, though.
Right. And they left that group after all those people died, as we found out. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, it's really like, I mean, what do you... You got to survive somehow, you know what I mean? It's, you know, your group died, so you have to move on. And usually when a group dies, everybody in that group dies. At least typically, the ones that we've come across. Not, obviously not Rick's group, because they're just badasses.
Yes.
But, like, this group, they were almost there when Judith found them in the beginning of, not this season.
Only the strongest survived.
Exactly.
So they must have been the strongest from their group, from their former group.
I agree with you that I don't. They haven't really, besides Magna, and Miko. Miko's very good with the bow and arrow, but they really haven't shown any, like, finesse in survival.
No, they haven't. And even Magna, I was like, I thought she would have been a badass because she just kind of came off that way. She has a very dominant presence.
Right.
And she seemed to be more respected from, like, out of all of the others, she seemed like she maybe called the shots at first. Now I don't know, like, not so much. And she was such a badass. She was such a rebel.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of calmed down a little bit to me.
I wonder if they're going to change that with her. I mean, well, I guess we'll see. I mean, they decide collectively to leave to go look for Luke. And the moment that I really liked them once again was when they were talking about how when they left their last group, they decided to stick together. It's kind of like a ride or die. They're like a ride or die group.
Right.
And I love that even though they're risking everything and going out and sneaking out to go find Luke, they do it anyway.
Which was dumb as hell.
Which was dumb as hell, because as soon as they get outside, it's literally the middle of the night.
It's dark. Like, it's the worst time.
Literally. I don't understand. I am 100% on
you. And one person is deaf, so just quit. Just stop. Middle of the night, really?
And I love how they're... Okay, here's my thing, and I want to know what everybody who is watching thinks. When they're sitting there talking, and they're doing sign language, obviously, to communicate with Connie.
Right.
Why are they talking while doing sign language? When you know if you're outside and walkers are attracted to sound, why are you... If you could just do sign language, then do sign language without talking.
My thing is they already know that there's a group that looks like walkers that could be spying on them at any given moment.
Right.
And they were.
Yes.
Obviously. And I was just like, oh my God, you're just... And then they broke up. Why did you break up? And then the two weakest ones.
It's like watching...
In my opinion.
I know. It's like watching a horror movie. And then, you know, when people are like, oh, let's split up. And you're like, why?
Let's split up and let me trip on this rock.
Yes.
As the killer's right behind me. Let me conveniently trip on this rock and make it a little bit easier.
Yes.
They just made it that much easier to get killed.
Right. And when they... When they split up and it was Miko and Magna that left Connie and Kelly, I was like, I don't want to call Connie and Kelly the weakest links, but I mean, we really haven't seen much from them in terms of, like I said, survivalness. Mm-hmm. So you're just leaving them out there to what? Fend for themselves? We just got attacked by a walker.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, yeah. And then she broke down crying. I was just like, this is not the time for that.
They always pick the most inopportune times.
Ain't nobody got time for tears at this moment.
And do you think that if they had went and talked to, you know, Tara and Michonne and everybody and were like, hey, we really want to go out and find Luke, I'm sure they
would have been down.
Yeah, of course.
And they would have been prepared.
Right.
Because nobody knows how to prepare for a good hunt like they do.
Exactly. So I don't understand.
Yeah, like they hunt people for a living. Daryl hunts people for a
right. Well, I want to talk about that.
I would have grabbed him up like, Daryl, come on, boo, because we got another mission. And I know you're going to get me back safe.
Right. Exactly. Because you need to surround yourself with people who can survive. And like we said, this group can survive. I don't want to take away credit from them not being able to survive. But in this episode, they were making very poor decisions. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I don't want to talk about the ending moment with them right now. I want to kind of talk about Lydia. Because she
wait a minute. You just said poor decision, and all I could think of was Henry. Henry.
We will talk about
what
Lydia
are you doing,
and Henry.
Boo? What are you doing?
Let's talk about Henry first. I agree with you, Angel. What was Henry doing in this episode?
I don't know. Like, why did they write it that way? Like, do you want him to just reek of stupidity? He can't be redeemed after this episode for me. Like, your intelligence is just gone.
You're
too vulnerable.
I three-quarters of the way agree with you. I think if it didn't turn out the way that it turned out, we would have been ready to kill off Henry. But it did turn out in a positive way. Before we jump to that,
it did.
I mean, but I agree with you.
At the risk of his life, like, she was grabbing for a hammer.
Right.
Natural born killer.
Right. Exactly. Well, first, I don't even want to jump to that right now.
All right.
Want to talk about how we first meet Henry. Not first meet Henry, but he's in the prison in the episode. Obviously, you made a poor decision to get into this prison. You
that
are locked
part.
Up.
Yeah.
Then you are introduced to this other girl, and then he's like introducing himself. And I knew immediately, I was like, this is going to be something. This is going to be something. Because he just wants this. I don't know, this approval, this validation. He wants to know who he is, and he's, like, looking for it in all of these different ways.
Yeah.
So I knew that this was going to be a thing. And you know boys with girls.
They need to just send him back to his mom. Carol, come get him.
Well, that's another thing with Carol. Carol's my favorite character, but... And she's been teaching him all of this. We saw what happened with the other guy and how he, like, stood them up after, you know, Henry ran after him. And then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does he not learn anything? Does he think that he grew up in this? He's been in this since he was
right.
a little boy.
This so is you, your day one.
Right. So you would think that you wouldn't be as naive as you are.
He's so vulnerable. And then, yeah, I don't even know where he came from. Yeah. He's just, like, so random.
Did you think when Henry started talking to Lydia and Daryl told Henry, you know, you're going to stay in here until you wisen up. Do you think that that was Daryl's plan all along, was for him to kind of talk to Lydia and get information
Absolutely.
Out of her?
As soon as he left him in there, you saw him walk upstairs and just cop a squat
That's
right
true.
There next to the window.
Right.
He's like, okay, let's see what this dumbass is about to say. That is just kind of like what I can envision Daryl saying. I'm not calling Henry's character dumbass.
Even though he wasn't this episode, you guys. Come on, let's be real.
But, you know, I could just totally imagine, because Daryl is real blunt, straight to the point. I could just imagine him just like, all right. So we already know, like, Henry is not the smartest
right.
person. You know, the elevator's not going up to the
top floor.
So he's playing on that weakness.
I think it's unfair to say that he's not a smart person. I think that he has been overprotected by Carol, and that attributes to why he is not as strong.
He's not street smart.
And once again, I hate to blame the parents.
Or
but
apocalypse
I'm
smart.
I'm going to blame the parents at this point, because I'm like, what are you doing? Now
they've done all that they can. I mean,
I want to know what you guys think in the chat, because I don't understand why.
Carol's a badass.
That's what I mean. It's Carol. Like, if you were getting taught by Carol, and Carol has taught children before.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't turn out very well. But, I mean, you've grown up with her. I mean, this is pretty much your kid. Like, that's your mom. So it's like, why haven't you learned anything? It's just really frustrating to watch. And once again, I really think that it's this seeking approval and this seeking who he was. And he alludes to it in the episode, but you can't be that
naive.
You can't be that wanting this attention or wanting this validation where you put the entire community at risk.
But I think he's also girl crazy a little
bit. Yes,
because, okay, wasn't it the reason he got locked up following some younger kids?
Right, because he was drinking.
And I think he was looking at one of them. And I think that's what got him in this funk at first.
Agreed.
So if he can just get out of that, but, you know, he's at that age.
That's what I was going to say. He's a teenage boy. I mean,
hormones are feeling real at this moment.
Yes, agreed. Okay. And I do think that in the first time when he does that whole thing with the other kids, it wasn't just for a girl. It was kind of like peer pressure. It was kind of like I want to be
peer pressure. But I did kind of catch a glimpse, like they were alluding to him having some type of love interest.
Because
I was like, what are y'all doing here?
Of course. And as soon as they brought Lydia in, I was like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
I knew that this was going to be a thing. Or
because, you know, us women, we happen to be a weakness.
Well, let's talk about how Lydia affects Henry. Because when they get to know each other, when he's asking her all these questions, and we learn a lot about Lydia in this episode, and we start the episode with this flashback, which I was very, very excited about because we haven't seen before the zombie apocalypse started in a very long time.
Right.
So, you know, they're in Baltimore. We see Lydia as a little girl. We see her parents in this basement.
Yeah.
And we see what her backstory is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thoroughly intrigued.
I'm glad they gave the explanation now versus later.
Yes.
Her doing something crazy and then we figure out why.
Yes.
Like, thank you for doing the great reveal now.
Yes.
Her mom is a nut.
Her mom is a nut. But before we even jump to her mom, I want to talk about this whole setup with these flashbacks because things kept changing in these flashbacks. There were a lot of continuity errors and everything like that.
So didn't you think the dad was the villain?
Yes, exactly. And they totally set it up like that.
Yeah, they did.
Which I thought was brilliant because we're all sitting here like, oh, wow, her dad was
a
jerk. And then we slowly... But then there were things like in one of the flashbacks... There was something that happened. Okay, so after the guy dies, after...
Her dad dies?
No. After her mom kills the guy.
Yes.
After he's trying to, freak out. He starts freaking out. In the episode, in the flashback before that whole scene happened, we see the dad cutting his beard. And then he's, clean shaven.
Well,
right?
Weren't you thinking at the moment when he was cutting his beard, remember she had that quick flash of his neck bleeding?
Yes.
I was like, did he really commit suicide?
I didn't think he committed suicide.
Well, that's what I was thinking when he grabbed the scissors for his beard. I thought he was going to go in for his throat.
Mm.
Because this was at the time where...
It was the beginning of the flashbacks,
It was like where him and the mom was having some type of disagreement.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, is he going to cut his throat? Like, is that where it's going to connect?
Yeah.
But it didn't connect.
Not at all.
Completely an isolated incident.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be interesting to figure out, okay, so the mom killed the dad.
The mom killed the dad, but we didn't know about any of that, which is why the flashbacks were so ambiguous and like... this happened, and then, like I said, there was this continuity error where he was clean-shaven in one scene, and then the next he had, a full beard on. And this was after the guy had died, and he still hadn't turned. And to grow a full beard, it's, a week at least. And it doesn't take that long to turn. At least I can't remember in the beginning if it did, and it's just
as long as his beard was, it was weeks.
Right, that's what I mean. So I was like, something's not right about these flashbacks. Something's wrong. And I didn't know that. I just thought it was, her memory. I didn't think he was going to take a complete turn where... Her dad was actually the one who was trying to protect her, and her mom was just crazy.
Yes.
And so I didn't expect that at all. What I loved about this was that the connection between Daryl and Lydia. And I like that Henry, as much crap as we give Henry, he did stick up for Lydia in the sense to Daryl and saying, you know, she's a good person, she's been through a lot. And that just kind of forced Daryl to reflect on his past. Because if we remember with Daryl, he comes from an abusive household. We saw from his father, we saw with his brother. They didn't treat him very, very nicely. And the closest family that he had was Rick. And it's obviously everybody. But Rick was his brother, and they said it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that they connected the two with Lydia and Daryl. Were you surprised when Daryl took a different tactic with Lydia? Because at first he was ready to kill her. At first he was ready to drag her outside and kill her. And then the next scene, after Henry has his confrontation, he's like, here's a pill for your ear. I can see that it hurts.
Yeah.
And here's some water.
Yeah, he started to soften up a little bit. But Lydia is just a liar. Mm-hmm. The fact that she was like, her mom's the only one. She really was gunning for these people. I really felt like if Henry hadn't gone in and softened her up a bit,
yeah,
she would have been just like her mom.
Well, there was a character switch with Lydia, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because at first she's like, please don't kill me, I'm vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns into badass. Like, I'm attacking you, like, you don't know what my group can do, like, they don't care. Like, she just turned into a very aggressive person. And I was like, well, at that point, I was like, okay, we need to kill her because something.
She's playing games.
Right, exactly.
She came in playing games.
Right. And I was like, okay, so she's not as vulnerable as she thought or she was acted as.
Is she done playing games? That's the question.
I think that she is. I think that after all of these conversations with Daryl and with Henry and all of these memories and flashbacks coming back up for her, I think that she finally realizes that her mother has been brainwashing her this entire time. And I didn't like Lydia at the last episode, obviously, because she was part of the Whisperers. And actually, in the beginning of this episode, and after we find out this entire thing about her mother and her past and her dad, like, this is messed up. Like, your mom, the one person, well, one of the two people that's supposed to protect you, literally killed the other person that was trying to protect you because she's crazy.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to brainwash you and make you walk with these creatures for the last however many years.
I know.
And made you
face,
think.
The smell, that's the everything. Like, what is it?
Like, this is insane. She's eating worms and, like, she's teaching Henry how to eat worms. Like, this girl, like, it's savage.
Henry's so crazy. He'll do whatever anybody tells him to do, and that's the last thing I'm gonna say about Henry. We are not gonna go for Henry tonight.
No, we're not. But I do like Lydia. I'm glad that they, I really, really like, she actually made me cry when I was watching the episode, and we see that she
had her moment, her epiphany.
Yes.
She's like, wait a minute.
Right.
There's not supposed to be a baby here crying.
Right.
You guys are not supposed to be happy and prospering and growing vegetables.
Right.
What is this? And so, yeah, like, when I saw her come to that discovery, I was like, oh, okay, maybe she's not as bad because she was under the influence of propaganda and bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. I love where they're going with her character. I'm excited to see where they're going with her character. And I hope they build on this momentum between her and Daryl because they have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they could be really good friends. I want to just take it a step back really quick.
Okay.
Just to put in context with, you know, her mom being crazy and being head of Omega, which we're going to talk about next. But remember in one of the flashback scenes when she asks her dad, is it Halloween, Daddy? I can be a ghost. And he said, every day is Halloween?
Yes.
Do you think that that's where Omega got the idea that they should wear masks?
Ooh.
Right?
You just got deep on me.
I mean, I'm always going to get deep, girl.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, right? Hold on. That's a good one. That's
right?
A good one. Because why else would they write that in?
Exactly. It was a very odd, placed line.
Yeah. Okay. I can definitely make the connection.
I mean, I'm excited to see if that's... I mean, I don't think they're going to go back to it. I think the flashbacks are done. We already know what Lydia's character is, and they always tease us with flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Not that far back, which, like I said, I was excited about. But I do think that that's why. I think it was definitely an Easter egg that they put in there.
Hey.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay. News you can use.
News you can use.
Right here with Mr. Timothy.
let's talk about this ending moment because this episode was very flip-flop for me. I like loved it and then I hated it. And then I loved it again and then I hated it again. And then I loved it. And this last scene, I was like all on board. I was like, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because we see, well, then there's that moment where I hated it because we see Connie and Kelly coming back. And they're with the other, like, soldiers from the hilltop. And Kelly is way ahead of Connie. And Connie's, like, all the way back. Like, and we see Magna talking to Tara.
Mm.
And, you know, she's, like, saying how she apologizes for going out. They've learned, blah, 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 blah. And then we see Magna look at, like, it was just a very...
She saw through the stalks the intelligent walkers were coming.
The whisperers. The whisperers are coming. But why are you leaving Connie so far back, knowing that she can't hear anything, knowing that she can't scream for help? Like, it was just weird thing for me.
One of those things, like, we all do stupid things when we're in certain circumstances and moments. And I think, you know... She may be one of those things that's so, like, she's such a norm to them that, like, we wouldn't leave a deaf person behind.
Right.
But, like, they speak her language, so she's, like, one of them. So maybe they're not thinking about, like, oh, this is a, like, a disabilitating thing. Like, I don't know.
I'm not even talking about, like, a deaf person behind. I'm just talking about leaving a person behind. Because we look at Kelly, and she's up front
with two guards. Because she's
so far back. I'm like, there are two guards there. Why isn't anybody, one with Kelly and one with Connie? Or why isn't Connie, like, keeping up? Why aren't they falling back to be with Connie if she's walking slow? Why are they separated? It was just very weird.
But
I didn't like that moment.
That's what they have to do to keep us on the edge of our
seats.
That's
true. I know. It's TV.
It would not be exciting, and our adrenaline would not be pumping and running if they did not stick these little nuggets in there.
You're right.
Like,
I agree.
These details. Like, okay, well, she won't be able to get into the gate because she's way back there.
Right.
Like, just little things like that is a setup.
Yeah. No, you're completely right. I completely agree with you. But then we meet Omega for the first time. Well, not the first time. I mean, we've seen her in flashbacks, but now we see her.
You're talking about Alpha, Lydia's mom?
Yes, yes, okay. Alpha, yes. And I was excited about how she looked. She was giving me, like, Mad Max realness.
You were thinking,
right? I'm just saying.
I was thinking.
What did you think?
First, like, when I first saw, because it was an it. It wasn't even a her when I saw it. I was like, because it was emerging from, like, the crowd.
Yes.
And I just saw a bald head, and, you know, I did go to Halloween for that one. But, yeah, she's a nut. She looks so scary.
Yes.
And then her southern accent just adds a little flavor to her scariness. Ooh. Because I'm from Texas, and us Southern girls are crazy.
You're from Texas, too?
We are bats. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, April's from Texas. April, our other co-host, is from Texas, and I'm sure you guys will bond over that.
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, okay. I don't forget where she was from. Fort Worth, I think. She might kill me.
Okay, well, we're neighbors.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see where they go with Alpha. I'm excited to see, because she's scary. Like, she scares me. And
Lydia made it seem like her mom wouldn't even come for her.
Right. And that's another thing that intrigues me about this whole situation.
She's playing games. I'm telling you, playing games.
I don't think that Lydia, I honestly believe that Lydia thought that they wouldn't come for her. I honestly believe that. And I think the only reason her mother is coming for her is because she has this control, this brainwashing control over her daughter.
Yeah, yeah. She needs her puppet back.
Exactly.
Okay.
I honestly believe that. I don't think that they're as close, but I want to talk about that in predictions. But first, before we get into predictions, we've got our favorite moment of our episode, our favorite kill segment. Let's get into our favorite kill segment. Thank you, the wonderful Brianna, for giving us our soundbite. What was your favorite kill in this episode?
My favorite kill would have to be when they were at the horse and they were getting it one by one.
Yes.
That kind of reminded me in the earlier seasons of Walking Dead. Remember when they used to flash the zombies, like how they got killed at the very end?
Yes.
That kind of reminded me of that moment.
Okay.
Because it's like they took a beat so we can see each one falling.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I also like that because they were doing it slowly.
To pick out, like, which one was a whisper and which one was a real walker.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was one of those Russian roulette type of things. It's like, if we shoot them and they make a noise, oh, my God. Like, they're bogus.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think my favorite kill of the episode would not be a walker kill. It's actually going to be when Alpha killed Lydia's father. Because in that moment, we realize
who the villain was.
Yes, and how crazy she really is. Like, you just killed your husband.
Well, she killed somebody that was freaking out.
Yeah,
so
but that's a different story.
Got me kind of like...
Right, but that was a complete stranger. When you kill your own husband trying to protect your daughter...
That part.
That is when we realize that you were just off the deep end and you were ready for this zombie apocalypse to happen so you could just act up how you always wanted to act up.
Exactly.
Don't
even blame it on the apocalypse. You can't blame it on the alcohol. You don't have that. So, there you go.
Let's get into some news and gossip very quickly before we get into some predictions.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, do you remember Dwight, the character Dwight?
Yes.
He might end up in Texas for Fear of the Walking Dead, which airs this summer. How do you feel about Dwight? Did you like Dwight? Do you want to see him on Fear of the Walking Dead? Are you like, I don't care? Because I know a lot of our fans.
I don't
fans
watch
of,
Fear the Walking Dead, so.
Really? Well, now you have to because there's so many crossovers.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I've never even watched one episode.
You
of
need
Fear
to get
Walking
on
Dead.
It, girl, because it's gotten a lot better.
I saw a snippet when the walkers were on the beach coming out of water, and I was like, okay, that's just too much. Because I'm so used to them being on dry land, I'm like, I don't even want to see them in another environment. This is already too much.
Right. Well, I'm excited if Dwight does make the crossover to Fear the Walking Dead. I'm definitely tuning in to watch it because I liked Dwight a lot. I wonder if he's going to find Sherry. Nobody knows. I am excited to see what happens with that. Also, I don't know if they covered this last episode, but Michonne is not coming back for season 10. Sorry to break it to you. I had to tell you now because I don't know if you've heard. And she is your favorite character. So, Angel might not be watching season 10, you guys. Do you think, speaking of not watching it, if Michonne's not on there,
she has another show.
She does. I don't know if she has another show. I think she's going to go to the movies with Rick. I don't know. They really haven't said anything indefinitely
last week they mentioned the fact that she's doing Black Panther and a bunch of other movies that she just might not have time.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's like, she's let a Hollywood that be the star reason, now. Like, I mean, she's brilliant. I mean, she's an amazing actress. Not saying that.
Do it for the money, girl.
I mean, not saying the show doesn't showcase that, but I mean, she's got other bigger fish to fry
she's
now.
She's multifaceted in things.
Exactly. But I want to know, do you think that that's going to affect the show's ratings? Because like you, that's one. I mean, there's a lot of people who watch the show for Michonne.
Well, yeah, until they bring Rick's ass back. But I don't think it would affect the ratings. It's just going to bring in more people whose name we have to memorize.
Yes. Agreed.
But Rick's going to need his love interest, so she can't stay gone too long.
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about it like that. You're
and
right.
And she has a son. Her and Rick have a right. son now.
I mean, I don't know how they're gonna write up. She might disappear with her kid, just like Maggie disappeared with her kid.
Judith, I mean, hello.
Judith will probably stay around. They'll probably fast forward another 10 years, and now she's like 20.
You know yeah, what I mean? And now she's Negan's daughter.
Yeah, oh Lord.
We're not gonna get into that.
No,
okay,
because
okay,
Negan
okay.
did not even make an appearance in this episode, but hopefully he does next episode.
I was mad that they didn't touch on that in this episode. I was ready for it.
I know. I'm excited to see where they go with Negan as well. Let's get into predictions very quickly.
And now, do you have any? You're After Buzz TV.
Think about it. Okay, I'll go first.
Yes, go
first.
Because
I'm very excited.
Yes.
So we see that Alpha and her group has come for Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Lydia is reluctantly, keyword reluctantly, going to go with them to avoid a feud.
Mm.
But I think that the group, and especially Daryl is going to, and Henry, is going to be so enamored, if you will, by Lydia and wanting to protect her that they might actually go after them to rescue her. Because I think the only reason that she would go with them is because
that's all they do.
I know.
That's all
I
they
know.
Do. They go and rescue their kind
well,
from the
she's
bad
not
guys.
Even one of their kind, which is
well, yeah,
be
but
out of the norm.
As soon as they start empathizing with someone, they become a part of the family really
right.
quickly.
Well, don't you wish that Lydia was part of this group, like part of their group, and not the Whisper group?
I need another episode
really?
With her
because I really like her.
I know, but I don't trust her yet.
I know, I get that. Maybe I'm just
don't
too
make me right now because now you're acting like Henry, and I can't. But my prediction is. I do feel like Lydia will turn over a new leaf mm-hmm. and she will join the good guys and she will betray her mother and she'll be forced to eventually kill her.
Ooh. You got deep
it?
On me, Andrea.
How
okay.
about it, you know?
Oh, we're just dropping deep bombs right now.
Can I drop that little bomb?
You got it.
And just leave it there.
I like that prediction, though. That's a.
I think it's going to come full circle for her. Mm. Like the betrayal.
Ooh,
and
the brainwashing,
the control.
Yes.
This whole, like, she really mind screwed her.
Yeah, mm. I agree with you. I like that. I'm excited. Now I'm double excited mm-hmm. about where they're going to go with Lydia's character. Let us know what you all think in the chat. If you are watching us, make sure you're giving us a like, a thumbs up, a 5-star rating if you're listening to us on Spotify or iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to @AfterBuzzTV. It has been a pleasure covering season 9, episode 10 with you all, especially
absolutely.
You, Anjel. Welcome to the panel.
I know.
hopefully we have a full panel next episode, you guys. No promises, but I hope that we will, because I'm excited for them to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm excited that you're here. I think that you have given some wonderful opinions, and I'm excited to see where that takes us.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be like a two-hour show if y'all let me talk.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to see. I'm going to cut you off real quick. We only got 45 minutes. We already started late.
Cut it. Cut it. Okay.
Where can the fans find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at AngelTaylor_. And also, I have a screening on Saturday at the Chinese Theater, guys, on Hollywood Boulevard. It's indie night, so at the Chinese Theater. I will post more information on my Instagram later.
So, sneaky stuff. Mm-hmm. Go follow her, you guys. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. It has been a pleasure, you all. I will see you guys. We will see you all next week.
Ciao now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.